And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Hold on, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is The Quitters. I'm getting out of here. Right, you're listening to Gnarly Wave Volume 1 Bongo Boy underneath us right now, Tony. Thanks for doing such a great job of the bez this week.
That's okay.
I was thinking of saying you're listening to Gnarly Wave Volume 1 Bongo Boy and seeing if you just by the different semantic, it sounded like I was calling you a Bongo Boy.
I've never been called Bongo Boy before.
Well, you have now, Bongo Boy. That's as much information as you need to find out what's playing underneath us right now. However, the song you just heard was a band from Las Vegas. We like Las Vegas punk, don't we, Tom?
We do.
We certainly do. A band called The Quitters. And arguably, my favourite song title of the year so far, quite simply, Armageddon Outta Here. As I like that very much. That's from their latest album, which is out right now. You can find out more about them, Tony. I was going to do via their website, but their website appears to have expired. So right. Via their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/thequitterslv.
Good idea. facebook.com/quitterspunk, or as I like to say, quitterspunk.
Yes.
facebook.com/quitterspunk. Paulie B and the Internet One, Tony Neil, and hello to the Quitters, and hello to everyone at Squid Hat Records who brought our attention to them in the first place. Tony, I haven't got any additional material this week.
No.
No, I haven't. I haven't got a joke, I haven't got a poem, I haven't even got a misheard lyric, my friend.
Okay.
If you have any of the above, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, Poetry Corner if it's a poem, and I don't know what they're singing, or the such like, if it's a misheard lyric. And hopefully we'll have one of those three things for you next week. Fair enough?
That's fair enough.
Have you got anything you want to say right now? Because if you haven't, I've got one thing I can say.
You go for it.
I'll go for it. I've been listening to BBC News, well, watching BBC News 24 this afternoon, Tone.
No, how's the world going?
Well, it's been all about the United Kingdom Supreme Court beginning to discuss whether Article 50 can be triggered without British parliamentary consent.
Okay.
That's very complicated, isn't it? Except that they've been talking to people outside Westminster, and the one problem is that everyone that they talk to outside of Westminster is within hearing distance of a single lone voice who keeps shouting out every few seconds, "Britain out! Britain out!" And it's just going on, and the thing, and it's been going on for 45 minutes. They keep talking to these different people, and they're going, "Yes, well, the thing is, whichever side of the fence they're on," they're going, "Yes." Anyway, the thing is, it's all about this, and all about this. Britain out, and we're just trying to open it. Britain out, and it's just really, really funny. It's just a shame there's not another bloke shouting out, "Britain in!" Like, you know, just throw it to me. But it's great, isn't it? And the news readers are saying to them at the end of every interview, "Well done, you did really, really well there." So this guy clearly can't be arrested or anything. He's just standing there shouting, "Britain out!" I kind of want him to be in every programme tonight, just in the background of everything. Every film, every weather forecast, everything. Britain out! So, anyway, that was that. That has been tickling me. I'm going to play you two songs in a row now, Tom.
Okay.
Stay tuned for the Mobs all the way from Northampton. We will be talking about them after we've heard them. But first up, a band we've never played before, Tony, who I believe are from Madrid.
Ooh.
Called Biznaga. Now, I don't know whether I've said that right, but that's how I'm saying it from now on. Biznaga. Biznaga. I'm saying Biznaga, Tone. We might as well do it. We might as well anglicise it this week. Biznaga. And Biznaga, Tony, we've heard about via... who have we found out? Via Slovenly Records, and who were very, very excited about them. The fact that it's punk rock, all sung in Spanish. And it's all sort of revolutionary stuff. And it made me think of Fidel Castro. Did we mention Fidel Castro's passing last week? Or did it happen between then? And
I think it happened in between, didn't it? When did he die? Between, didn't
it? So, yeah, it was discussed by myself and house guest Nick that you spoke to last week. That he was going, "Yeah, but it's weird, wasn't it? Because he said, even when he was 90 years old, he still looked like a revolutionary leader." But no, he didn't. He still looked like Fidel Castro. He looked like an old man with a massive beard. And if it follows that, but then I was just thinking about how many revolutionaries there have been with facial hair, Tony. Does seem to be a prerequisite of modern day revolutionary activity that you have facial hair. It goes right the way across the board. And I said to him, by that argument, the way I've been cracking on with trying to change the way people would people deal with their cats in their back garden, I've got facial hair. I'm quite an old dude. That makes me a revolutionary figure.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm taking that. I'm taking it, Tony.
I'm taking it.
So anyway, this is Biznaga. Oh, what is Biznaga's Bandcamp page?
Biznaga.bandcamp.com.
Yes, indeed. Biznaga.bandcamp.com. Poorly being internet one, Tony one. This is Los Cachorros.
Hay discos que...
Sandwich.
Insult intellect. The word awesome bandied about like it's a natural part of addiction. To describe the mediocre every day, it's a serious viral affliction. LOL to express a mood in a foul and twisted progression. Of the English language vanishing up in sight. Abbreviated recession. It really grinds my gears and insults intellect.
You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the base this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I wonder what the Planet Smashers are up to these days. I might drop them a line, Tony.
Do it.
Yeah. That was The Mobs and Insult to Intellect. The Mobs all the way from Northants or Northamptonshire or indeed Northampton, Tony. They've got a new album out called Piffle that we've played a few tracks off. That was the latest one, Insult to Intellect. Tony, what is The Mobs' website?
Themobs.co.uk?
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 1. And hello to The Mobs. And at some point, we are supposed to be getting a gig sorted out for them, aren't we? In Nottingham. We'll do it at some point.
Tony, have
you... Hey, what?
The Doghouse would be a great venue for them.
The Doghouse would be a great venue for them. We should try and do some sort of punky radio all day again, shouldn't we? I'm sure we can get some good bands up for it.
Dog Party.
Dog Party. Absolutely. That's what we're doing, Tony. Block Party will rise like a phoenix from the ashes and become Dog Party.
There you go.
You legend. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Thanks for Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along and use a comment. Go to facebook.com. facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, do leave us a comment. Do it now. So we're going to one this week, and it's more of a mention than a comment, but it was last week's show. Shameless Promotion PR has been in touch saying thanks, Punky Radio, for featuring Hello Casanova and The Wedding Present on the latest show. Thank you very much.
It was an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, pleasure.
Absolute pleasure. Yeah, and we will be playing more stuff that Shameless PR send us. I think they notice us more on Twitter than Facebook, and they retweet everything and all that, and I'm very, very pleased they do. We've been getting quite a lot of retweets recently, Jane.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I have at
Facebook.
Right
now. It's irritating, isn't it? It's really irritating. Yeah, I know it does. I felt so sorry for the people doing it because it just kept happening. Just wait for gig guide time. Oh dear. So yeah, so that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that song.
No,
Frankie Boyle.
Frank Boyle.
Should we play another song?
Yes.
Oh, Gun Quit. Right, so I really like this band, Oh Gun Quit, Tony, which are a London band that are kind of surf, garage, psychobilly, rock and roll, little bit of punk thrown in, everything. They're in that same oeuvre as Dustaphonics, and they hang about with Dustaphonics and MFC Chicken and all those bands and King Salami. They're all in that lot, that gang. Mm. And Oh Gun Quit, Tony, as we have discussed before, named after a small coastal town in Maine, which was set up as an artistic community in the 19th century. And Oh Gun Quit was something that the Native Americans in the area had called the place, and it just meant quite simply, oh, will you stop using guns? And they named the town after it with an exclamation mark. So it's, oh, Gun Quit. Right, and they're brilliant. What is Oh Gun Quit's Facebook page, Danny?
Facebook.com/ Oh Gun Quit?
It is indeed, without the exclamation mark. It's Facebook.com/ OHGUNQUIT. The track we're about to play is one of two from the latest 7-inch they brought out, which is a kind of double A side as far as I'm concerned. I like the other track, but I like this one even more. So we're playing this one, all right?
Yep.
Tony 3, Paul B and Internet 1. This is Walking the Streets. Listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
That was Oh Gun Quit and Walking the Streets. I probably won't play the other track because then we played both tracks of the single. You can go and check them out. You can hear them online anyway, and I strongly recommend you get into Oh Gun Quit. I think they're brilliant.
Sweet.
Yeah. Did you do anything last week?
Found myself a bassist.
Oh, have you now?
Or find ourselves a bassist, rather.
Let's hear all about it.
Yeah, so I think as mentioned last week, put an advert out on Gumtree and Join My Band.
Join My Band, is that joinmyband.com?
.co.uk, but I'm sure.
.co.uk, brilliant idea.
Same thing. It's a good site. I got lots of good responses. If you are forming a band, highly recommended. It's all split by areas. But anyway, so I had a few people responding, listen and go, not for me, you know, whatever else. And then one guy got in touch called Sam, and he turned up last week in exactly the same car that I have, a black Mini.
Good Lord.
Likes the stuff we do and is in.
Oh, brilliant.
So, so hopefully so next week we'll have our second practice, because we do it every 2 weeks at the moment, and as long as he hasn't quit by Christmas, then
Yeah,
but he seems. I mean, I gave him lots of chances. You know, if you really don't want to do it, just let me know, because you know it's up to them. But he seems up for it. So, fingers crossed. That's so we can now just start being a band.
Tony, that's rocking good news.
I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, and I hope he brings something to the party as well.
Seems to. He's got a few effects on board. He's done lots of punk stuff in the past. He listens to a lot of like Bad Religion and old bands, and used to be a skater boy back in the day.
I
think as soon as he gets into the swing of it, I think he'll be useful.
Excellent. I think it would be really good if bands have kind of got a band member they don't really want in the band anymore, but they don't know how to tell him. I think there should be a website called leavemybands.co.uk where they can just put posts on it saying, Dave, we're really sorry, but we want you to leave the band.
You need to hire someone to sit in the corner of the room going, bassist out!
That could work very well. I had an interesting week last week, Dan.
What did you do?
Last Tuesday night, I did a gig in Alfreton.
Ooh. At
Bluey's, which is an Australian bar and bistro, Tony.
Ooh.
And it was absolutely brilliant because they gave us free beer, and I got a lift there, and that meant that, and I was the compere, so I was there all night. So I had lots to drink. I had much to drink, right? And by the end of it, and when the comedy show finishes, the bloke who owns the bar, Bluey, it's his bar, you can call it that, gets up and does a raffle, and they hadn't told me that until right at the end of the night. So I said, anyway, that's all from the Sun of Comedy. Here's Bluey with the raffle. Everyone starts laughing. He gets up on stage, and I've gone and sat down, and he goes, right, oh, we need someone to pull the raffle numbers out. Hey, why don't we get that bloke who looks like Jeremy Corbyn? Meaning me. Right? And I was drunk by then, and you don't take me on at that time.
Oh, dear.
I shouted back at him, ha, fuck off. You look like you've eaten Jeremy Corbyn, because he's quite a big bloke, right? It all got a bit angsty.
Right.
But no, it was great. It was a fantastic show, and thanks to everyone who came down. And thanks to Bluey for providing me with so much free beer, which I enjoyed immensely. Then on Friday, I did my show in Hitchin with Matt Price and Roe Campbell. And then on Saturday, we flew to Oslo. And we flew, Tony, at 5 to midday. It was a later flight than usual, which meant I got to go to bed and have a sleep. And then we got there about sort of 3, 4 o'clock. And we hung about in the hotel for a bit, and we went and did the gig, and that was great fun. And then we went out afterwards, and that was brilliant, and I had a really good time. And then I came back on the Sunday, 8:30 in the evening, which meant we had a whole day just to lay about.
Nice.
And I'd been needing a lay about. I've had a busy week. So yeah, it was great. Really, really good. And that was my week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. All right then. So should we do a song from the vault? Oh, I'll tell you what I'm doing this week after in 2 or 3 songs time.
Yeah.
Right now, we're going to go from the vaults, Tony. And it's a band called The Shapes this time. Now, if you've been listening to us in the last few weeks, you'll know that we have been playing tracks from a CD box set called Action Time Vision, the story of UK independent punk 1976 to 1979. A full CD box set. It's got 111 tracks on it. It's out on December the 9th. So in a few days' time, in fact, or it's supposed to be out on December the 9th. It might be held off a bit. It's absolutely brilliant, Tony. It's a beautiful thing. And you as well, don't you?
Sweet.
Yes, indeed. So this band, The Shapes, Tony, they're from Royal Leamington Spa.
Lovely.
Or were, and they were around briefly in 1976. But what I'm really pleased about is they have got a Facebook page.
Okay.
What is it?
facebook.com/theshapesofficial.
Good idea. facebook.com/theoriginalshapes, which makes it probably the internet 2, Tony 3. That's right, isn't it?
That sounds right to me.
It is indeed. And this is one of those when we were saying there was a lot of there was a sense of humour in punk. It wasn't all politics and all that sort of thing. This for the second week running, this is another example of that. This is What's for Lunch, Mum? Not beans again.
What's for lunch, Mum?
Listen to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Shapes and What's for Lunch, Mum? Not beans again. And I like that a lot. You really should try and... If you know someone who likes punk rock and you're thinking of buying them a great present for Christmas, can I recommend that? Action Time Vision.
Mm. It was quite cheap, wasn't it? Wasn't it?
$24.95, Tony.
Mm.
Yeah, that's right. It's because I was about to say it's only about 40 quid, but it's not. It's 25 quid. Yep. So, yeah, I think that's an excellent present for a punk rock friend. If you if you're a younger person listening to this show and you have an older relative, like an uncle, perhaps, who really likes punk rock, like maybe me, if you're listening, nephews, then that would be a great thing for you to buy them.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh.
Yep. If you have any gig for me, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. It's International Gig Guide, so it doesn't have to be the UK, doesn't have to be a particular venue. Just let me know who's playing, how much is it to watch them play, where are they playing. Just had one, which is a continuation of last week. John from Beach Boys has been in touch because they are gigging again.
Yes, they are.
So this week they are in Rome.
Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? Because that's where I'm sure you're going to read about it now, aren't you?
No, I've just got the venue name, which is the Fanfuller 5C in Rome on the 10th.
Yeah, well, I should think that is for the album launch of their new album of very, very old stuff that someone in Italy dug up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know more information now, but if you are in the Rome area, and you are about them, I think it's this Saturday the 10th, so do check them out, Bleach Boys. It will be a great gig.
If I was in Rome this week, just happened to have been there, and I was just flicking through Rome's punk rock gig selection, and I saw the Bleach Boys were playing, I would probably do a little wee.
Yep.
Yeah.
Highly recommended.
All right.
Little wees.
So that's that. Now, I've got some gigs for next year, so should we do my bit?
Okay.
All right, so my bit. So every once in a while, I pick a gig in the world, yeah. And when I do, it means we hear this.
Boy Beach picks a gig in the world, yeah.
Yes!
I'm so proud of that, Tony.
You are.
I'm so proud of it. If I could just have that on repeat in the car on long journeys, I'd just hear it hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. It makes me so happy. Right, so my gig in the world, yeah, this week, Tony, is actually next year.
Right.
And I am very proud to announce that TNS Records are very proud to announce the TNS tour, although it does say in 2007, but I think they mean 2017.
Right.
Featuring Wonk Unit, Roughneck Riot, Faintest Idea, and Revenge of the Psychotronic Man.
Wow.
A tour showcasing the diverse range of sounds on TNS Records, bringing together a lineup of some of the bands they've been working with for many years and who are some of the most active bands in the DIY scene today. And what they're going to do as well, Tony, is they're not going to announce the lineups each night, so you won't know which band's on first and all that sort of thing. So I imagine they might even be tossing for it, Tony.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, who knows? But anyway, four great bands, any of whom could go on last, third, second or first, and it would still be an absolutely brilliant night. And four bands that we've played regularly on this very show, Tony. It could be subtitled The Punky Radio Tour.
It really could.
It could, yeah. And in fact, it would have made a hell of a dog party.
It would, wouldn't it?
But that's all right, because they've got a date in Nottingham already. So they've got Friday 24th of Feb at the Portland Arms, Cambridge. Saturday 25th, Camden Underworld, London Town. Friday 10th of March, Think Tank, Newcastle. 11th of March, Red Sweet, Dundee. 12th of March, Bannerman's in Edinburgh, where I've played a number of times. Friday the 17th of March, The Maze, Nottingham. And Saturday 18th of March, The Exchange, Bristol. Now, Friday the 17th of March, Tony, isn't that St. Patrick's Day?
I think it is, isn't it? I was just thinking that, yeah.
Well, yeah, is that what you were immediately thinking?
Well, yeah, the date rang a bell. Yeah.
Well, it's a great excuse to miss all that nonsense, although Roughneck Riot are down the Pogues Road. But that might be quite good. I wonder if they've realised it's St. Patrick's Day.
No, I bet they have.
They probably have, haven't they?
Yeah.
They'll probably make everyone wear green or something.
No.
No, but anyway, that concludes
Poorly Beach, picture gig in the Welsh, yeah.
Yes! So proud of that.
Excellent.
So proud of that. I also completely forgot to shout Bruno while you were doing your bit, so well done you. I think we'll just play another song.
Okay.
So we're going to go from Leamington Spa. We're just going to flip along the the A45, isn't it, I suppose, from Leamington Spa, or A46 maybe, and head straight for Leicester, Tony. It'd be the A46, wouldn't it? And head straight to Leicester for Swamp Delta, Tony, who are made up of members of Gay Bikers on Acid and Crazy Horse.
Okay.
Now, do I mean Crazy Horse?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
No, I don't mean Crazy Horse. That was so young, wasn't it?
Yes.
Crazy Head.
Ah.
Wasn't it? Yes. Gay Bikers and Acid and Crazy Head, I think. And anyway, they brought an album out called, oh, now what's it called? Something Blues. Oh, Tony, I've just gone all useless. Sick Liver Blues, I think it's called.
Okay.
I think, anyway. But a great album. And we've played one track off it already. What I want to know, Tony, is what is Swamp Delta's Bandcamp page?
SwampDelta.bandcamp.com?
It is, it's as simple as that. It's Tony 4, poorly being set 2, and this is the rather marvellous Neon Flag.
My flag is black and my country's the future. Lies, corruption washed down with lucre. Bread, circuses, and Kama Sutra. Lips, middle lies, challenge the tutors.
Grab the horns of freedom and ride. Gonna see you
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job. Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I think I might have left one or two words out when I said that. They might have gone a bit quickly.
Fine.
Oh, never mind. Eh? That was Swamp Delta Neon Flag. As I say, you will be hearing at least one more track, maybe more from them in future weeks. Tony, are you doing anything this week?
I'm still varnishing the floors, tiling my doorstep, and just generally enjoying the last week of my braces. This time next week, I should have them removed.
Blimey.
I'll be enjoying having the extra plastic in my mouth for just 7 more days.
The new Tony.
Mm.
The new Tony next. I wonder if you'll sound different.
Well, they said I would sound a bit more lispy with the retainers in, but no, I haven't done. They're in now and they seem fine, so...
Right, okay.
Maybe I'll be a bit happier. Probably not.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind people having a bit of a lisp, Tony, what with me having one now.
All good. All the cool people have lisp.
It's all good. Let's see if we can't get a load of people together who lisp for dog party.
Lisp out.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Bye now.
What this are you week, Tony, I've got 2 gigs. Wednesday night, I am at the Engineer's Arms in Henlow doing a show with, I've got to remember he's on now, with Nick Copping, Nick Doody and Bobby Mayer.
Ooh.
On Thursday night, Engineer's Arms. Tickets available from the bar, price £10, I do believe. And then on Thursday night, I'll be doing my show at the Castle Pub in Nottingham, Tony, featuring Ben Vandervelde, Nick Doody, performing special extended sets. You can get our tickets via We Got Tickets. Easiest way to do it is go to the website, which is lastminute.com/Nottingham. And lastminutecomedy.com/Nottingham. It'd be an absolutely brilliant show. I'd love to see some of you down there. This will be the 4th show and the last show of this first season, Tony.
Okay.
And I do look forward to seeing some of my friends who live in Nottingham there. They don't seem to have made it so far.
Ah, maybe I should make it down.
Well, maybe. Who knows, Tony? I certainly won't be asking you. Because I get too disappointed when I do. Feel free to bring a load of mates. So anyway, that's Thursday. And then Friday and Saturday, I'm taking it relatively easy, but I might be going out Saturday night. I haven't decided where yet, though.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to play 2 songs in a row, I think.
All right. Okay.
Stay tuned for a band called Not My Good Arm, who got in touch with us. Now, I think they got in touch with us via Facebook, and I said, can you send me some MP3s to email? And then they did. So we are doing, and I'm really pleased they did, because I'm loving Not My Good Arm. But first up, a band we haven't played before called The Franklies, who... Let's just do their website first, Tony. What is the Franklies website?
TheFranklies.com?
It is indeed. It's FranklyS.com. That is Tony 5, probably being internet 2.
Ooh.
That's a win already. The Franklies, I'm afraid, I was running a bit late looking at the websites, and I've only checked this quickly, but they appear to be, and again, it shouldn't matter, but I'm going to say it anyway, appear to be all girl band, Tony.
Okay.
So you like them already?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tony, naughty Tony.
Do you like girls?
And I just noticed that because it was like, I saw the photograph and it was actually, because my internet's been playing up, it was like, you know, in the old days when the photograph would come down line by line, then you'd see the eyes and then you'd wait for the nose. It sort of did that. And it was, I didn't have time to go all the way down the picture, but certainly there were only ladies on the picture to start with.
Okay.
Right, okay. So, and frankly, I don't really know how to describe this music, Tony. Maybe you can help next time we talk about the Franklies. It's punk, but it's also sort of rock, and it is sort of quite catchy, and it's kind of pop punk, but it's not. And it's just like, girls are really good, aren't they?
They are good.
They're really good, because like blokes will just fit in the genres and go for it, and girls, they're more unusual. They do stuff with their instruments that boys don't. Anyway, they're really good, and this is the new single that's out right now, so stay tuned for Not My Good Arm. But first up, this is Castaway.
Listening, blood came running like a damn tap. Shining crimson in the moonlight, but a child. Least I didn't go and break my good arm. Least I didn't go and break my good arm. In the head, it's told by the Everrats. I slump and sleep and I rest for the day ahead. All I do, gotta keep myself a clear head. All I do, gotta keep myself a cool head.
You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Not my arm on a track called Bad Apples, although they do mention their good arm quite a lot in the song.
Right.
Interestingly, what is Not My Good Arm's website?
Notmygoodarm.co.uk.
Yes. Sorry, what's their website?
Notmygoodarm.co.uk.
It is indeed. It's Tony Six pulling the internet too. What a thrashing. And I've only been sent three tracks by Not My Good Arm, but we will be playing at least one more, probably before Christmas, in fact, because I like them so much. They also hail from Leicester.
Okay.
So there's quite a Midlands feeling, quite an East Midlands feeling to this, because we've had so far Northampton, two from Leicester, Leamington Spa. Not bad.
Lovely.
That's four. That's amazing. And in fact, the last band we're playing this week could almost be from there, but they're not, as I will discuss when we've got through this bit. So Not My Good Arm, thanks very much for sending us that through. I really enjoyed it. You lovely, lovely people.
Mm.
Tony, have you got a twat?
I do.
Oh, I'm so very glad.
Yes, thanks for your twat nominations. It's been a good little run, but I do need more now. I am officially out after this week, so do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It is that simple. We all know twats. Let's
get now.
Better twat before Christmas. So, this is a new listener. No, not a new listener. Gooper. Hi, Tony and Paulie B. I want to start off by saying I love the show. I've been listening since I was 11. Now I'm 18.
Oh, Jesus.
And have decided to finally send something in. I would like to nominate my uncle, Matthew Osuna, of Los Altos, California, for a proper twatting. The douchebag has consistently broken promises to hang out with me and my sister our entire lives. But most recently, he cheated on his wife. Left her and had a child with a stripper, who then ditched him for being an idiot. And now, for about 4 years, he's bummed off of everyone he knows and even went out with his friends' wives. He refuses to do any work outside of a 5-star hotel and has been fired repeatedly for theft. This is my nomination. Please internationally twat this smacktard for all of the world to hear his shame.
That's well, yeah, but I also would like to see the film.
That's what
a character.
I know. Your biggest...
I mean, he's getting twatted, you know, obviously. But
your biggest and probably only fan living in Casa Arkansas. That's from Gilbert Burns.
Sorry, did you say Arkansas? Did you mean Arkansas?
Arkansas. Yeah, it's about Arkansas.
It is spelled Arkansas, but it's Arkansas.
Ah,
isn't it? Yeah. And hello, that's you've been listening to us since you were 11, and you've waited until you're 18. Well, until you're 18 to get in touch. That's brilliant, and I'll tell you why that's brilliant. Because he's become so anglicised. He's not waiting to be 21, age of consent, and all that in America. No, he's doing it English style. He's waiting until he's 18. He's a top lad.
Exactly,
top lad. With a very interesting uncle.
So, yeah, we're going to allow this, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Because even if I would find him the most entertaining bloke in the world, he is still undoubtedly a complete twat.
So for various reasons I stated, Matthew Osuna of Los Altos, California,
is a twat. And a really quite magnificent one.
What a magnificent one.
Yeah. He's absolutely fantastic. Well, what a twat. Right then, that was brilliant, Tone. I'm so pleased. If we have any other young listeners, maybe keep it yourselves.
Yeah.
Last track this week, Tony. We're returning not to the East Midlands, although at first hearing you might think, because we're a band all the way from, a band described as the best punk band in Boston, Tony.
Okay.
And I had to look to see if it was Boston, Lincolnshire, but it's not, of course. It's the Drunk Nuns. From Boston, Massachusetts. A terrific band that we played several times on the show before. This is from their latest album out right now. What is the Drunk Nuns Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Drunk Nuns.
It is. It's embarrassing. It's Tony Seven, poorly being on the internet too. And this is the rather brilliant The Diplomat. That's about the size of it for this week. Hope you've enjoyed the show. We have, as usual, enjoyed making it up, arguably rather too much. Tony, maybe you could just mention the internet stations that carry this show.
Yeah, we're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, podunkradio.com. We're on Radio Andrew, which is Radio Andrew, andra.se, and we're on TBFM. You can find them, tbfmonline.co.uk.
And next week, I'm hoping that we will have an exclusive Beach Boys track.
Ooh.
But I'm not absolutely sure about that. But do expect loads more fantastic songs. Thanks very much for listening. As usual, I might see one or two of you in Henlo or Nottingham this week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog! Bring it out.